master tavern keeper's history of the old world. And so it was that the Margrave of Essen himself told my uncle how a mob of 40 black orcs, led by the infamous orc boss Tuskora, came to his town.
Needless to say, I did not give myself up, and so the orcs attacked. They made makeshift ladders from the woodland branches and a battering ram from a fallen tree. They did not charge the gate, though. I'm afraid to say that although a large portion of the town's wall was complete and reinforced, as per your recommendations, Dieter, a single portion was not. It was still undergoing work, and scaffolding covered it all.
Gustav, I warned you to tarry not with the completion of the wall.
Dieter, I know. I did not mean to drag my heels. But sometimes projects get away from us if we are not diligent. Jedenfalls, I immediately saw that the greenskins were heading for this part of the wall and sent out halberdiers to tear down the scaffolds. This they did before manning the wall itself. Yet still, the orcs attacked there. They smashed against the weakened wall with their battering ram. They leant ladders against the wall and attempted to scale it. The ladders our defenders either pushed off or struck down the climbing orc and pulled the ladder up. At the same time, some orcs tried climbing the stonework of the walls directly, but each received a halberd to the face for the efforts. Our men, the men you trained, fought hard and died hard. You'd have been proud, but die they did. to the green skin blades. I was there. I saw it all. I saw the wall fall. And the orcs. The orcs that poured in. And then the killing truly began. We were no match for the black orcs. And we prepared to sell our lives as dearly as possible and join the unquiet dead of our town. But instead, the unquiet dead joined us. Lowest ebb, the ghosts and spirits that haunt our streets arose. They arose with wrath in their hearts and assaulted the greenskins. The invaders' weapons could do naught against the ethereal dead, and a wave of madness swept over the orcs. They suddenly began to fight each other, as if each was possessed by another's will. We rallied, but dare not join the melee. This fight was beyond mere men. Perhaps the orcs would have murdered each other given time. But their leader saw what was happening and entered the fray.
Quit your bashing, boys. This place is cursed. You don't belong to me. You belong to Tuscora. We are leaving. We are leaving now.
And so the greenskins left. Those that had their wits about them followed their leader's command. The witless orcs were either incapacitated and dragged off, or straight up killed.
And they have not returned.
Yes, they will not enter the town. Our ghostly curse is now our saving blessing. But the greenskins watches from the woods nearby, and we dare not work our fields nor graze our cattle. Our stores and our bellies grow empty. The snows have melted, yet we dare not stray too far from the town. Those that have quickly met a grisly end. If this continues, we shall all surely starve to death in our beds.
Ah, see, Gustav.
My friend, you don't have a plan, do you?
Of course I have a plan, but it's a secret.